The lady had special powers to make them disappear.
Disappear? Where did they go?
Nobody knows, son. Apparently neither did she. And also there were scary creatures in that forest. There were trolls.
Trolls?
And a fox who delivered bad news.
The news fox.
And a House Select Committee on Benghazi.
Benghazi.
And things got scary. Very scary for the lady. She was nearly defeated by an old, old man with hair of white and face like that of a wizard. He said he could take from the rich and give to the poor, no matter how impossible his plans were.
He sounds cool.
But even when she got past those creatures, the lady still wasn't out of the forest, for standing between her and the beautiful white house was the most terrifying creature of all. The big orange monster.
Was his face orange or was his hair orange?
Somehow, son, both. So this orange monster had already swallowed 16 other monsters in the forest. A prince named Jeb, who thought that the land should belong to him. A sleeping beauty named Ben, who only spoke with his eyes closed. And a Texas senator named Ted, who came from a tea party.
Oh, a tea party. Could we have a tea party, Daddy?
James, focus. I'm telling you a story. Still, nobody expected the orange monster to rule the land, because although his head was very, very big, his wisdom was very, very tiny, like his tiny, tiny baby hands. And whenever he was told that he couldn't rule the land, the orange monster said, hello, puff, and put a ban on all Muslims.
He could do that?
No, he wanted to.